This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. The month of May ended with several important political developments at the State House and in Northern Illinois. These include the end of the legislature's spring session and a gathering of Rockford area leaders to address an issue of growing importance for voters, crime. To learn more, we turn to Rockford Register Star columnist Chuck Sweeney, a longtime observer of state and regional politics. I began by asking him about the selection of the new Republican Party leader for Illinois, Jack Dorgan. In particular, I wanted to know what Dorgan's selection means as the GOP prepares for the 2014 elections.
Well, I think it says they're staying in the same vein that they've been with a establishment guy, which won't help them with the Tea Party base, but I don't know if anything except Joe Walsh would, and he'd alienate everybody else. I mean, this is a problem the Republicans have had in Illinois forever, where they've got a base of very conservative people who don't appeal well to the overall majority in Illinois. The people that run the party, more establishment business Republicans, are probably more open in their social views, but the people who get out the vote in the Republican Party tend to be the very conservative people on social views. So they haven't done too well lately.
Now, in a related development to this week's selection of Jack Dorgan as chair, State Treasurer Dan Rutherford announced he's running for governor. State Senator Kirk Dillard and businessman Bruce Rauner appear also ready to run. Now, it's possible other candidates will declare, but which of these three men is more likely to receive support from the new party chairman?
Well, I think Kirk Dillard is an extremely qualified candidate. I was very impressed with him when he was running the last time for governor, almost beat Bill Brady in the primary. The problem with that primary is there were six or seven candidates, so it was hard to all unite after that. But Dillard came into our editorial board here at the Rockford Register Star completely prepared with a whole plan for what he wanted to do in Northwest and Northern Illinois, which I was quite impressed with. No other candidate had done that. And he might be somebody who would be acceptable to the very conservative part of the party, but he's more of a pragmatist. And I'm talking about people like Jim Edgar when he was governor, or even Jim Thompson when he was governor. I think Dillard is a more practical type of candidate. I think my personal opinion is he'd be the best of the lot.
I want to narrow the focus to the Rockford area, where voters are increasingly concerned about crime, including violent crime. Last week, Rockford Mayor Larry Morrissey met with Winnebago and Boone County leaders and village presidents to find ways to increase cooperation between police agencies. What proposals are local officials pushing to reduce crime?
The fundamental problem is that the Rockford police chief doesn't really trust the sheriff's department.
This is Chet Epperson.
And the sheriff's department says they're willing to work with Rockford. They're even willing to help patrol some of the outer parts of Rockford so that the Rockford police could concentrate more closely on the inner city. And that proposal has not been met at all. I don't think there's been an interest in that. And so one of our leading businessmen appealed to Senator Durbin, the second highest ranking senator, to call a meeting of the top law enforcement people, federal and local people, to try and work this difference out. Congressman Sherry Bustos was there. If that's not a signal, I don't know what is, to put aside your personal differences and fight crime.
Well, if I'm an elected official in Rockford or Winnebago County and crime has not decreased in a measurable way by November 2014, how worried should I be for my job?
Well, I think you should be worried. And I think people are wanting to see a more active, powerful response to some of the things going on with gangs and drugs than they've been seeing.
Well, Chuck Sweeney, I can't let you go without getting your take on the spring legislative session that ended.
Oh, they had
Friday.
A legislative session? I didn't know that.
One certainly could say that with regard to pensions. Same-sex marriage legislation stalled as well. Your take on this non-session?
Totally irresponsible. These people don't act like adults. They act like they're still ward captains in Chicago, looking out for their ward and nothing else. And that's a problem with this legislature. The districts have been redrawn to assure that 95, 98% of the legislators get reelected all the time. So what do they care? Meanwhile, our pension problem grows worse by $17 million a day. And the fact that they could not come up with a way to solve that crisis is nothing short of astounding.
How likely is it that Governor Pat Quinn will call lawmakers back this summer for a special session?
Well, he should. It's hard to ever read Governor Quinn. He's kind of a question mark. But I don't think they should wait till the fall veto session to do something that's this important.
Chuck Sweeney is a columnist for the Rockford Register-Star. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Dan.